الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, on June 11, 2023, in a meeting with a number of scientists, specialists, experts, and officials of Iran's nuclear industry. Making progress in this country is important from an international point of view and in terms of weight, position, and national honor. So, this was two different aspects. The third aspect is in terms of the spirit of the nation's self-confidence. As you can see, various propaganda apparatuses of the enemies are working hard to make it look like the country doesn't have a future. They try to discourage the youth. This can be seen clearly in social media, on television, and in their political statements. What you are doing is the exact opposite of what the enemy is doing. In other words, you are injecting a spirit of hope and a spirit of confidence into the nation. People, the youth, and the educated elite all come to know what fundamental, important fields they can discover, take over, and move forward in. I mentioned these three aspects to show the importance of the nuclear industry.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Considering these aspects, everyone should acknowledge that the nuclear industry is one of the fundamental important components of the country's credibility, strength, and power. If you want a strong Iran, whoever loves the Islamic Republic, and whoever loves the Iranian nation and wants this country to be strong, should care about and realize the importance of scientific research and industrial endeavors that are taking place here. What I am saying is that this is the very reason why our enemies are focusing on our nuclear energy. This is why we have faced challenges for 20 years now. We have faced challenges in the nuclear science for 20 years now. Why have the enemies created these challenges? Why do they keep insisting on this? Are we the only ones in the world working in the field of nuclear energy? Of course, they claim that they are afraid of our access to nuclear weapons. They are lying. They know very well that we are not pursuing nuclear weapons. The U.S. intelligence community has stated on numerous occasions that Iran isn't pursuing nuclear weapons.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.